The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Bam! Welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. Real talk, real success. I'm host Jason Waller, former billion-dollar business entrepreneur, elite business coach, two-time top five podcast host with the BAM Podcast and the True Underdog. You might know me from my TED Talks, best-selling books, or even my brand new reality TV show on Amazon, BAM Fam. Are you hungry for inspiration, wisdom, perhaps a hearty laugh? Get ready for a dynamic, electrifying journey filled with towering business triumphs, intimate family moments, and raw honesty that you won't find anywhere else. Buckle up. This is about to get dope as hell. I'm telling you, I have had all kinds of guests on my previous shows, and we're going to have some bomb guests on this. We're going to be talking about everything from politics to money to business to family to drama to kids to you name it. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be in your face. It is Jason Waller Unleashed. Real talk, real success coming now. Bam! I'm Jason Waller here with Jason Waller Unleashed. Now, this is a two-part episode, so this will be the second part of our episode with Kenny Boom Boom and Hader Janjua. Bam! They have a terrorist group by the name of Hamas that came and attacked Israel, maybe not even at the Palestine's direction. Maybe they just, Hamas went and did it itself, for all I know. But then what does Israel do? They give them a warning and say, please get out because we're bombing the shit out of Hamas.
Okay, so you're going to take away my land. It's just like...
They're not taking away their land now, but over time...
So a man gets robbed... And the bank says, well, now that because I've been robbed, I'm going to call in cops or I'm going to call in security and take over 5 mile radius because I don't want to be robbed.
They were protecting their people. It's documented. That's what I was reading on there. It's documented several times to where somebody comes over and bombs. It just happened 2 months ago. They were bombing their fucking Mickey Mouse rockets over the wall. And then what happened was, is they start fighting back. So over time, as they kept doing that, they were pushing them back saying, hey, we're going to put another buffer here because I don't need our people to get hurt, and they kept pushing it back and kept pushing it back.
So based off of that,
but when you have conflict and war, look at all the countries over time. Look at all the countries over time when they go to war. The land, the countries change names. Fuck, we don't even have Romania anymore, and Russia's trying to take over fucking Ukraine.
Power. So that's it. So
I understand it's the power, but where I am struggling, and maybe it's just Western media, but I've looked and tried to read.
Are you struggling with one thing?
That Israel is more powerful. I just don't see Israel going over there and killing 1,400 people innocently overnight for no fucking reason.
But you think because Israel is some powerful country that got established?
Do we do that to Mexico or Canada? Why would we do that? We don't have to. Israel doesn't have to.
Iraq? You did that to Iraq? You went and bombed them. They didn't come and attack you.
They were looking for weapons of mass destruction, which were found not. They shouldn't have been doing that.
Just think of it, right? When it comes to the other side...
Iraq was hurting their own people, though, dude. Well, they were gassing some of their own fucking people.
So is many other countries in the world. Well, why not over there? Why Iraq? You cannot just... Every question doesn't have an answer.
Were telling me earlier, 2,000 years ago, all the Jews lived in Israel.
Yes.
And then they did problem. It. Right, but let's talk about now. Like, right now, there were no fucking issues, and they came over and started this entire issue.
But if you think that right now there were no issues.
No giant conflicts like there are now. There were very small conflicts.
Took place when?
I don't know. I think 4 or 5 years ago.
That's the problem. So now this is the second problem. People who were not expert on the opinions have opinions. The last conflict took place 8 months ago.
What happened 8 months ago? Because I can't find that either.
Last year. Pull it up. What happened? How many Palestinians died 2022? How many Palestinians died 2021? Forget all of that. Just take a look.
But I see where they're shooting over rockets and then Israel's dropping bombs over there saying stop on their military.
Okay, so based off of that, so eventually what that means is, what you're saying is that there's going to be no Palestinian left, because if a missile comes, eventually the whole Palestinian will be wiped off. There's going to be 2 million
So imagine if Mexico was coming over here and just bombing us. They had some gangster cartel motherfuckers came on over here, had the mustaches down low, came up in the lowriders, dropped some fucking bombs in the city, killed some people, and bounced. Right? We're going after them. But part of that, which sucks, and this is horrible, innocent lives will be taken because they're trying to bomb that fucking cartel in Mexico. That's how I look at this. Maybe I'm missing it.
Well, no, I don't know.
Well, there's one piece to it that you're missing. One piece to this analogy that's missing is that you were already in Mexico. So you already went in Mexico, took 95% of Mexico, squeezed Mexicans in the 5% of area that's left.
By the way, if you look at the thing,
and now you're arguing.
It was like 60-40. So the resolution, the UN resolution is like 60-40 land base, not 95-5.
Well, that's where it started.
It's cut in half. No, it shows it's cut in half. It's 60-40? Like half yellow, half green.
Okay, 60-40. Who signed on it? Everyone did. Why is it not executed? Like, look. It's the same argument, but all I'm saying is, it's the same thing. Let's first take the Muslims, Jews, and Christians out of it and bring in people
if
who are in
been
power.
At war, you can't, listen, the generations before us, you can't fix their problems, right? You can apologize for them, you can't fix them. If there hasn't been major conflict, and I have to go back and look 8 months ago, but if there hasn't been major...
I have a question, so. You looked at this conflict because a child died in Israel, and that's hurtful, that's painful. And it should not happen.
I looked at it because it was a terrorist act. They came in and were bombing innocent families for no reason.
Of it was
did Israel
that
do that last year?
Died.
Did Israel do that last year? Or did they react? Because listen,
I'm
hater, there's
Jason,
action
look,
and there's
there,
reaction.
No.
There's action and there's
there
reaction.
Is pain.
And when you fucking act on someone, there's always a fucking
correct.
Consequence.
But there is pain. You agree? There
pain
is
on pain. Both sides.
Okay. You felt the pain in the U.S.? When
I feel the pain right now for the hospital in Palestine. I feel the pain.
The pain.
I
today.
Feel pain for all the Palestinians trying to find somewhere to live. Okay. I feel pain for all of them, hater.
Right, but let
that's
me
not
say
what
this.
I'm saying.
But I got to say one thing, and I think I'll make my point. When all of this was happening the last year or the year before, in the U.S., the media may not have been showing it, but the media has been showing it entire world all the time. And just understand this. Think of it like this. This attack that took place on Israel a few days ago. What if similar attacks continue to take place the entire year? How much hurt would you be knowing that children and families are getting killed? And then after a year, would you have the capacity to even have a conversation with me like this saying, hey, Palestinians are not wrong? You're going to be like, shut up, man. I've been seeing this for the last 1 year. And I think that's...
So you're saying that's what you've seen, but you can't say that it's true either. It's just media feeding you stuff.
No, I'm telling you...
Because we're told that they bombed them and they bombed back, and you're told they bombed them to take land.
Well, I'm saying, I'm telling you what's the past 20 years of my life that I've seen every year, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 4 months happening. This continues to happen. I'm just saying now that when you have a conversation with a person on this topic, generally they're very aggressive. And they
am
just,
I being aggressive?
Me and you are not.
Talk loud.
I always talk loud.
No, we're being fine.
Let's see what Kenny says. Kenny's calm.
Yeah.
Well, I would say one thing to the kind of the generalization of Israel versus Palestine and why it would be really hard for someone, a U.S.-based, an American, to, like, debate on the side of Palestine.
But why?
Here's why. Is because in our media and everything that our history would tell us and et cetera, that's happened in the past and the present, Israel is a progressive, powerful nation that is an ally of the United States.
Okay.
And the Palestine nation is full of terrorists. That is what is fed to us.
So, 1,000%.
So but here's my question.
Hold on, let him finish.
If you then are going to be sympathetic to Palestine, you are by default being sympathetic to terrorists, and that's unfucking American.
Now, same
right?
thing.
So that's hard to have, to your point, to have a conversation with someone that has only that gaze, that light to look at, would never say, no, I agree. They're
yeah,
oppressed.
But
they're an
flip
oppressed
the coin.
Nation.
Flip, and what you're saying is exactly true back home. Flip the coin. If anyone says 1% anything positive or sympathetic towards Israel, they're going to say, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
But look, man, you've got children and I've got children. And you've got to have some sort of a different soul to be able to say that you can take a child being killed. That is not right. That cannot happen. I understand, and I know, and I can feel the pain of the people of Palestine, and it is a really, really bad situation for the past 30, 40 years. But the pain that that mother felt, who's, you know, whether on this side or that side or your side or my side, it doesn't matter. And in our religion, there is complete clarity for that. There is not a 1% of doubt towards what you can and cannot do in wars. And I think we as Muslims, you know, if we want to fight, we got to come up with a better army to be able to fight. Go fight, take the land. But we got to, you got to stop looking at the civilians. And I agree with you. Just like as an American, you can't say one thing in favor of Palestine, because if you do, it's just like the football team, right?
Yep.
You can't say one. No, even if the opponent did good. No. Or Democrats. Even if the Democrats do something good, are you going to support them?
I do a little bit. I'm right center. There's some things that I don't
know. Sometimes maybe, yes.
I like Robert Kennedy a little bit.
Yeah, but a lot of times you're going like to be like, no, talks, no, Democrats, no, no. Yeah. No matter if, hey, I could change the picture of the guy and change the sentence, and you may not, and you're like, oh, all right, that's fine. Yeah. So that's how belief-oriented we have become. But yet, we've forgotten the original beliefs, which are, well, don't hurt other people, man.
Right.
Just be nice.
Listen, the bottom line is what do you think is going to happen out of this? Because with all of this going on, and first of all, our prayers go out to both sides, and our prayers go out to all the families and mothers and people out there missing. Regardless if we disagree of why this is happening or we disagree of who we stand with, it doesn't change humanity. It doesn't change our morals in life, and we all believe in one God and things like that. So let's just clear that up, right? I agree with you, Kenny, 1,000%. I think that that's what we're told and we believe, and that's what's been stuffed down our head. As the opposite has been told to a lot of the other part of the world, that the powerful are more powerful and they take land, and the only way to fight back is to get out there and fight back and do this. So I am trying to be sympathetic, and I'm trying to put myself in both sides. I get it. Doesn't mean I agree with you, but it doesn't mean I wholly disagree with you. Here's what you've accomplished today. You've made me have more respect and want to have more depth into looking into what's going on and understand. I always say this in any situation, relationship, business, anything. There's a he said, a she said, and there's a truth. There's going to be what Al Jazeera, what the fuck's the station called? Al Jazeera says. There's going to be what CNN and Fox News say, and there's going to be the truth.
Yep.
And the truth is they're probably both fucking wrong. And the truth is they probably both shouldn't be doing what they're doing. And the truth is what fucking happens is going to change a lot of things. Yeah. Am I right?
One thing here, and I think that's very important. There are people who are powerful in Israel, and there are people who are powerful in Palestine, right? And a lot of times, it's very important to first take a look at what the people in power are doing. Because what we tend to do is we tend to take a look at people in power on this side or that side and generalize what they're doing as what the entire entire nation is doing. Right. And that's not correct. Just because what people in power do. So I think it's very important to understand at times, one thing is common, no matter how you play the game. It's the weak that's getting hurt, and they continue to get hurt. And it's the powerful who continue to do things because of which the weak continue to get hurt. And that's the problem. So I think in this situation, as you say, what's the path forward? I think I want to be at least on the side of the oppressed, whether that's in the U.S., in Pakistan, or in Israel, and against the oppressor. The oppressor has to show the evidence that he's not oppressing, whether it's in the U.S. or in Pakistan. So to me, you always first want to take a look at who's powerful, who's got the power, and what is he doing with the power. And like I said, I'm not a Trump fan. Not at all.
If you were here, who would you have voted for, Trump or Biden?
Well, I would have, I don't know, but I would say I'm not a Trump
fan. Motherfucker, you got to answer the question. I'm going to sit here and say all this, and well, then I'm going to pussyfoot. And look, I know your feet aren't reaching the ground because you're fucking 4'6", fucking Pakistan, motherfucker. But I can tell you, you got to answer the damn question.
No, I'm good. I want to answer the question.
Then answer it.
Hold on. Here's my point, though. But I would hate to see that U.S. as a country is to a point, I mean, we're seeing this in Pakistan. They're not letting Imran Khan come and talk. We can't even talk.
Can you imagine? Dude, I would never run, and I probably wouldn't get voted in. But if I was fucking president, some shit would be different, dog. We take zero fucking tolerance for fucking shit going on with people.
Well, I think...
teachers get paid more, fucking politicians get paid less, police get paid more, and fucking military gets paid more.
But the fact that it would be disappointing to see that we cannot have elections in anywhere in the world anymore, which are fair.
Without being tainted.
Correct. And that's what happened in our country. It's happening in your country. Yeah. And it's happening in many other countries.
It's sad.
So the powerful are now one step further ahead. They had the show going on. They were explaining to you that, no, you've got the power through your votes. Well, guess what? Now they're saying, yeah, you can vote whoever you want, but we're just not going to put your candidate on the paper. And that's bad. And that's just another form. And
so who would you have voted for?
I don't know, because I don't study U.S. politics as much. I don't follow. They're not people.
You see a pussyfoot again? Dude.
No, I don't know. Because, I mean, you know,
Trump's going to be here for 4 years. There's a gun to your head, hater. There's a gun to your head, no pun intended.
You change your leadership every 4 years.
That's not what I'm asking.
I don't know, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't like that either. It should probably be every 7. But
yeah, every 4 or 8 years, you have a new guy, right? So I don't know who it would be.
They do that to stop them from having too much control.
And I would not vote anyone. I'd just take a look at who's saying the right thing.
But you're not a Joe Biden fan.
No, a weak leadership is a problem. I would have strong leadership.
Zog, my alien friend, would be a better president than fucking Joe Biden. Zog is the
weak
shit.
Weak leadership is a
Zog
problem.
Zog likes walks on the beach, baked beans, Chick-fil-A, right?
He's an attacker?
No, he's just a badass, dude. It's not a he, dude. He identified it. It identifies as an alien. See, they have no genital suit. You know how they fucking have babies?
What?
They put their hands together like this, and they just fucking, they have sex. That's their way.
So every time we high five,
high five, the sperm, the alien sperm travels across, and bam, the new alien's coming. Oh, do you know how these two fuckers got here?
How?
You didn't watch the show, so Joe explained it pretty well. So two desperate fucking not missed motherfuckers were sucked up because it's an alien exchange program. I don't know where they are. You can probably find them on a milk carton somewhere. But two assholes just vanished. And then they sent these two down. I have conversations with them all the time.
They got to go back now?
No, they're here for a while. It's an exchange program. They'll be here for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how long.
The stories they're going to have sitting in this room.
Oh, hey, they're probably missing going back as well. Right?
They're loving this. I mean, listen, and if you build a good relationship with them, you can actually hear what they're saying. Like, they talk to me all the time.
What are these people talking about? Wars, this, that, the other?
Zara's already commented on the dress. You know, you walk in a fucking dress and your feet are dangling. Zara's like, is this normal? I said, for my friend Hater, it is normal.
Okay.
And Zog was asking if people in Pakistan are short like you.
No, they're not.
You're just short.
I'm just okay.
Your brother's hey, your brother's taller than you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But you can whip his ass.
I don't know about that.
I love your brother. How's he doing?
Good.
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 Kids are good.
Kids are good. Yes.
Wife's good.
Yep. Everything's good. Life is good.
What goes faster, a camel or a horse?
A horse.
Pakistan, do they ride horses more or camels more?
Horses.
I didn't know that.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I'm sure it's easier to ride.
What?
The pump's got to get in the fucking way.
Well, the camel is generally for long rides. Camel has the ability to long journeys.
We don't have a lot of camels here. A little bit.
Because you don't have the desert.
It's in the desert.
Camels have the ability to
go long journeys. But my perception as a kid, right, as stupid as this is, and it's what you said, if it's really hot and you want to go really far, you ride a camel. It's really short and you want to go really fast, you ride a horse. Is that a good perception?
That's correct.
See? That's what I thought as a child.
You had it licked already.
I had it licked. I grew up in Arizona. But I take a camel from one end of the fucking desert to the other, I'm sure. But a horse would probably die.
Correct.
Third of the way through.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Right? But if I'm in the fucking mountains and it's cold and it's raining, I want to go somewhere fast, you take a horse.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah. You ever rode a camel?
No.
Always make a comment, camel cock.
Well, when you talk in business, when you talk about your prices being high, I would say, our prices are as high as camel cock, because it's just a funny expression.
But, you ever heard that expression?
No.
I told you, look, we talk serious, now we got to loosen up.
Because
we have to eat lunch together now. Absolutely. We don't need to be beating the shit out of each other in the office.
The other one is, it's good. Our prices are as high as owl pussy. either one of them,
Well, how about prices high? Are your prices high?
I love prices to be high.
Prices are high everywhere. Now.
Yeah.
Across the world. One price. Everything's one
I raised
price.
My coaching price like 3 times the amount.
Yeah. Because your expenses have gone up, right? So you've got to. Everything is one price.
What would you charge for an hour of coaching?
I'd say probably $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you charge?
It's about $5,000 an hour or $15,000 a month.
Yeah, so I think it's not about the hour.
That's high as camel cock.
That's high as camel cock, right?
Well, no, I think it's not about the
hour.
It's
camel cock, man. What are you delivering? Have you seen the elephant cock? Have you seen the elephant cock?
It's got to be like almost as...
Holy shit! It's like dragging on the ground.
It's got to be like it's almost the length of their body because, you know, they can't...
Oh, my God, you're right. How do they... I wonder what it looks like. I'm going to Google. Elephants
it's
fucking.
It's not like they do it.
How does an elephant
style.
Jump up and get on that ass? Like, go on, Bertha! And it's dying just fucking smacking that ass, right? Go!
That's and rhinoceros same way,
dude.
Like gigantic.
There are animals, and I'm not a sick fuck. There are maybe I am. There are animals I want to see have sex. That's got to be great.
Yeah, what,
elephants are one of them.
Yeah, we'll edit this part out. It's fine.
Yeah. No, keep this part in. This is great.
No, yeah, the topics that you're adding up, right? People are going to go crazy. They're like, these people, right? There's people dying. What are they doing?
No, well, if we did talk about that, and I gave our prayers, and I mean that. But now we got to loosen up a little bit because we are living, and we don't get time again.
Well, I think
and we have to be able to talk about funny shit because this the show's also trying to entertain. And when you're sad, you want to be uplifted and laugh. And so part of that is what we talk about.
I think your show does that a lot. So good job on that, Jason.
Joe does. Have you heard about the Uniball? Yeah. You love the unit. Would you live in a Uniball, or where did you live?
No.
Was your dad's nutsack? It was small. What was the deal?
No, not. We didn't have that problem. That's just a problem over here.
I mean, listen.
No, it's not a problem. It's just a problem with Big Bill.
Big Bill got a Uniball, man. They call Biggie and Smalls. Did you see that?
I saw that.
I lived in Biggie. It was a giant Uniball, fucking apartment complex. I propped my feet up. I was watching TV, dude. It's fucking great.
Doing some podcast.
Kenny's like, what the fuck? What about you? Where was your home at? Was it small?
Dude, I don't know, man. I'm still. My dad is the world grand champion at hide and seek. I don't know what that motherfucker
is. Oh, shit. roasted. Talk about ding, 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 ding. Do you know I lost my son's football game this past weekend?
That's okay.
Like, the whole rumor at school is your dad's a fucking idiot at a coach. Y'all should have beat us. Your dad fucked that game up.
That's okay. It's just a game.
Yeah, that was sad. Fucked it up. I want to revenge him so bad.
You'll get him into play. You'll get him sometime.
I don't know. We'll see. So what else you got going on, Hater?
Well, everything.
Talk about your beard. What does that mean? Is that like a good tickler? Like you get on a girl, they get different flavors in there. You got 80 flavors in there and shit.
No.
A little Asian here,
so
Mexican
the beard,
here. What do you got?
Beard is out of love for the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad, just like you've got Christ.
So should I grow a beard?
I mean, that's
I did shave my head bald.
Yeah.
You just put your hat back on.
It doesn't look good, though.
The beard is in his love, peace be upon him, and he is, and I think a lot of Americans don't know about him, and I think he's the most influential person ever to have come to this planet. Everyone agrees on it, not just because...
What's his name?
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, our prophet, and he is the one who delivered Islam and the religion. So the beard is in his love, and I think... other than that, life is good, man. Everything's good. Happy to see you after a long time. I love the weather.
I always make you laugh, right?
Yes. It was great meeting you. It's always good to meet old friends, and I think you feel good about that, and I think it excites you, and you just get young again, right? And that's the beautiful part.
We've had some good times. Remember we took you to that fucking LeBron James game?
Yes, we went to the LeBron James.
And remember we were telling everyone on the plane, this motherfucker's got a bomb. Be careful. Y'all check him. That guy, Hater, there, he's got something in his...
That was 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
So
it's still fresh.
Right, it was fresh. And that's
what... He'd get on the plane with us, people look at us, I go, he's got a bomb.
Be careful.
I'd say, Kevin registered for make sure you stay, keep your kids around. He's registered. And Hater here's got a bomb.
So how are kids doing?
My 24-year-old is good. They're all sick. She's with two grandkids, and she loves that we got the Bam Fam show coming out. She's jacked. Her and her daughter are the stars of the show. Like,
so the Amazon show, right?
You guys, Amazon Prime.
Man, excited to see that.
Me too, man. Me too. It'll be good.
When does it come out?
December. So my 19-year-old's good. She's at Bama. And then my 16-year-old's good. She's doubling down her courses to graduate early. So she's going to Lake Norman. My son, I just moved to another school. He's not liking it. It's been tough. Like, he's like, these kids make fun of me because I have a TV show coming up. They're like talking shit to him. And I'm like, well, it's crazy because when I went to school, they made fun of me because I was broke. Wore fake shit. And then when my girls went to school, they made fun of them at first because they had money, you know, because we built a business. And then now my youngest daughter, my son, I guess, get picked on about a show. And I'm like, dude, I would be like, yeah, I got a show. Who cares? And I kind of sent him the clip of Eminem and 8 Mile. I'm like, when you tell people I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, they can't say anything to you. So when you're like, yeah, I got a show going, I don't fucking hate it. Like, what else can they say to you? And my son needs to understand that, that in this world, you talked about divide, people look to hate. People look to pick on people because of two reasons. They're insecure or they're jealous. So when you say you're an asshole, usually you're the asshole saying you're an asshole. Or you're like, usually whatever you spew out is truth about you, you're insecure about. So when people are saying those things, they're insecure. And I'm trying to coach my son, and it's really hard because he's really a sweet boy who's got a hard temper and really wants to do well in life, but he struggles a little bit with social anxiety. And so when they pick on him, like, he was emotional today. He's like, I don't know if I want to go. I'm like, dude, you're going to have to. Like, kids keep bringing up the show. I'm like, who gives a shit? I was like, grab your nuts. Like, yeah, I got a fucking show. Like, what can they do? And he's like, and I remember, it brings me back to, I remember getting picked on in different schools. I went to 12 fucking schools. I went to 5 high schools. I remember people being the new kid and people being like not wanting to talk to me or eating lunch by myself or people being mean to me and saying comments to me. I remember that like yesterday. So I feel bad for him. But I said, buddy, like, I hate this for you, but you're going to have to learn to overcome this because it even doesn't change as an adult. How many times I still in today's world, I'll walk into a place where I don't know people and I feel weird. I feel out of place. I feel sometimes neglected or judged. I'll walk into a gym and I know half those motherfuckers are talking shit and it's uncomfortable sometimes, but I just put on a smile, bebop to my own tune, wear some fucking pink crazy looking socks and say, eat a dick. Right? That's all I can do.
Yeah, it happens. And just think, look at this as an example, right? This is something unique across the world. Every school, no matter what country you go, I mean, this thing you'd see happen, and that's what shows you're all human. It's the same thing. You got to look at yourself, improve yourself, work on yourself, and I just think you got to be independent, and that's what I call this, being free in your mind from what other people think of you.
I know it's hard for
the
kids,
freedom though. and that what I call is being sovereign, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about sovereign as a country, sovereign as a land. I'm like, no, you got to be sovereign as an individual first.
Right.
And that's a hard thing to do. And you got to have your own freedom first, your independence of mind, your freedom of mind. Because the freedom of mind is only what's going to get you to anything else after that. Yeah. Even in relationships, you know, husband and wife, children, office, social pressures. I think being able to free yourself from all of that first is what makes you sovereign and independent, and that's only when you can make others free and independent. And I think what you speak of, negative thoughts or being against other people or being insecurity in itself is just an attack on your own self, which you need to free yourself from.
You know what the biggest problem I think people have, kids, adults, is when they see someone successful, not everybody, but most of the people think like this, and it's sad, and if they can change their mind, said it would be different. When they see someone successful, they automatically get defensive of why they're not successful.
Mm-hmm.
They find excuses of why that person is and why they're not. And there's no reason to be that way. Everyone has their journey. Everyone has their map. You should see someone successful and be excited and go, holy shit, I've got hope. What are they doing right? Maybe I can pick some things up. But naturally, in most cases, like 9 out of 10 people, dude, they automatically start to measure themselves against that person. They get insecure, and then they start finding excuses of why that person's great and they're not. And it's sad. And it's like, I've trained my mind not to do that. Like, I've walked into some crazy rooms where people are uber successful and I get excited, but I was never always like that. There were times I would meet people really successful and I would get insecure and be like, well, they're only this because of that. Like, it's a natural mechanism we do as a defense mechanism. And we've got to teach people not to do that.
You trained yourself, but that you did it. That's a hard way of doing it.
Hard way.
The easy way is just one simple.
Get successful.
No. Admit that you had that feeling.
Yeah. That's hard too.
So if you felt insecure about a person, admit that you did.
Yeah.
Admit to yourself.
Dude, I've been there.
As soon as you admit to yourself that, no, really, yes, he is successful, and I admit to myself that he is, and you also need to admit to yourself. Like, a lot of people don't want to admit to a bad feeling that came into them or a negative thing that came into them, right? As soon as you admit to that, after that, you can resolve that. You can't resolve anything first before admitting that it exists. So I think what you're saying is important, but if you admit to it that you felt insecure.
People don't will do it. It's ego and pride. It's sad. It's ego and pride. You know,
you
talked about,
not let you admit to it.
No. Like, my ego could have been on the football field. I use this as an example. It's simple. Like, dude, we didn't execute. Instead, I was the first one to say, this one's on me. Like, I fucked up. I was an idiot. It's on me. lot of people wouldn't do that. And they're like, you volunteer your time. I don't care. I feel bad. I let the kids down. It was on me. Right? Of course, they could have made more plays. My son could have thrown a little bit to the right. The other kid could have not fumbled it. The other kid could have caught the ball when it hit his head. Like, of course, but I can only take responsibility for what I did wrong. And I know that if I'd made different decisions, things happen. It's the same thing when people are like, oh, when Power Home closed. Well, I know I should have never chose Generac. And I know that we probably should have changed from them earlier, but we trusted them. And I know we should have probably got ahead of it when we should have went to the media. But I couldn't control that the product failed. So there are things out of your control that you have to accept, but there's things that you are responsible for that you have to accept. And I think what I've done really good, or I'm still learning to do really good, is own my shit. And like you said, make myself better. And it's hard with our kids because they live in a different world than we did. And things that make them tick are different than what make us tick. And they're just not built like we are. And I mean, I hate to say that. Just like I'm not built like my dad. Like his time was tougher than my time, I'm sure. Everybody's different. And I feel like it's so hard because you see your kids and you don't want their feelings hurt. And you don't want them to feel out of place. And you don't want them to be sad. And you don't want them to feel left out. But you, where is the line drawn where you have to let them step on their own 2 feet and their knees got to buckle and it's got to hurt? And that's kind of where I'm at, like with my son. And I sometimes that with my daughter, it's like, you have got to learn to stand on your own 2 feet. I can't save you. I'm not going to be here every time.
I think
it's hard.
My view to that is love has a lot of power.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need for children, right? As long as you're able to provide love for them, love has the ability to cure a lot of things. Love has the ability to overcome a lot of the weaknesses that we talk about, insecurity, negativity, not being able to stand up. When you go down to the core, you find love is missing. And in families or in relationships where you find love exists, there's power.
I agree.
And they're strong.
Yeah.
So I think everyone has a heart, and so do children. So sometimes I think you just got to put all of that on the side and just give them some love.
Who knew Hader was a love philosopher, man? That's awesome. And today's my 20-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I warned you, motherfucker. 20 years ago, I stood up, did comedy. I said, you shouldn't fucking get married, dude. I've been in this family for a few years. I'd run, motherfucker. I'd run.
You still get out, bro.
I was drunk as shit. That's my only time doing stand-up comedy. I think I was decent, too. I had them motherfuckers rolling. We were talking about baptism. That's a whole nother podcast.
Oh, yeah. Can't even start that.
You can't even talk about that now. You would laugh. But here's what I want to do before we wrap up, because we're over an hour. I was on a podcast yesterday, and I know we've got lunch out there, so I want to hurry. We've got shit to do. I want to do like a fire thing. Like I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and you have like 3 seconds to answer.
Okay.
And it's got to be open. It's unleashed. You can't be like, I'm not answering that. And then I'll give you the opportunity, you guys to fire questions to me if you feel like it, right? But I'm going to ask you 3 questions you got to answer. When I was on a podcast yesterday, they said, give me 2 truths and a lie. And I had to guess the lie. Right.
Yeah,
or they had to guess my lie. I like that, but I know too much about both of y'all that it would be hard to lie to me, right? So it'd be different if I didn't know you. So I'm just going to fire away some questions. They're going to be random. Okay. And then you're just going to give me simple answers, not very long, not long paragraphs, few words or a sentence or two on it. And then we go to the next question. I'll start with you. Are aliens real?
No.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
You'll have to define Illuminati for me.
Do you believe in a private, secret society or government running the world?
I think there's just powerful people, yes. I mean,
Putin brought up the guys in the suits run the country, not the president.
Okay,
do you think there's a secret society running the world?
I think there's always been kings in this world, and there still are, and you just can't see the current kings.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay. Do you believe that in your lifetime we will go to Mars?
No.
Do you believe in mermaids?
I don't know about that, maybe.
Do you believe in dinosaurs?
They were here, yes, in the past.
No, no further questions for you. Let's go to you. Yes, no, yes, no. Do you believe in aliens?
That was easy.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe in aliens.
Do you believe in mermaids?
No.
Do you believe in a secret society or the Illuminati being real?
No.
Do you believe that we will go to Mars in your lifetime?
No. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
Too hot, too far.
Too hot, too far. Do you believe that plastic is killing people with water in it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe plastic's killing people with water in it?
I've heard people say that. I have no direct knowledge to it. I don't know.
Okay, this one might get a little uncomfortable. Favorite crush outside of your wife that's famous? Go. You got to give me somebody. I think they play the game. What is it? Kill them, fuck them, marry them?
No, man, I don't know.
I'll get you in trouble here, Hader.
It could be an actress, maybe. I don't know.
Go pick somebody. You don't have a crush on anybody? It's just your wife?
Not at the moment, no.
It's a secret crush.
You wanted an honest answer. I can't give you the answer if you're liking, right?
Before you got married, was there like, you're like, that holy shit.
12 years ago, man. I mean, I'm done. I'm way back. No idea. Gone.
Can't do it on your 20th anniversary.
I do.
No, not a good day, Kenny.
Angie Harmon, hands down.
Who's that?
Not even close. You don't know who Angie Harmon is?
Tell me. I got
Google her. You'll know who she is.
I got Google her real
she
quick.
She is on several, but yeah.
Is she in Debbie Does Dallas?
No. Oh. She's a legitimate actress.
Oh.
Not that porn actresses aren't legitimate.
Angie Harmon, huh? She's kind of old looking.
No, you have to look at, look, we all get old, but you have to look at pictures of stuff she did back in the
90s. It? What's his name says? Man, they stay the same age. I keep going. What's he say?
It's in those high school girls.
Yeah.
I keep getting older. They stay the same age.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Hader, I'm glad that you came onto the show. This was exciting. I'm glad you got to meet Zog and Zara, do some side chat here with Kenny on what's going on in the world, and we had some laughs on it. I appreciate you coming on. Absolutely. Kenny Boom Boom, thank you as well. Yep. And bam, that's a wrap here on Unleashed. Bam!